WLR's My Farming Week, a Desha Today special on some of Ireland's best farms.
Thanks to Acre Agri-Finance. Agri-credit for rural enterprises from Corda, Tallow, Lismore and Capoquin credit unions.
Well, good morning, Damien, and this morning, would you believe, I'm out in the beautiful Nair Valley, Ballymacarbery area at O'Gorman's at Glasha, the award-winning Glasha farmhouse, and I'm joined by the lady herself, Olive O'Gorman, and her son, Oliver. First of all, Olive, great to have us out here, and thanks for having us out here.
Good morning, Kieran. You're always very welcome to Glasha.
You go back a long way since you arrived in Glasha. You might tell our listeners your late husband Paddy and of course John were on the farm here, and you came here, married Paddy and married into Glasha. How long are we talking about?
1978, Paddy and I got married on the 21st of June, the longest day of the year, and you couldn't forget that one. And I settled into Glasha. We had six children. I helped out on the farm any chance I got. At the start, I learned how to milk the cows. Paddy was a bit reluctant to teaching me, but then I decided I was doing it for my own use, so that Paddy and I could take our Sunday evenings off, take days off, take holidays, weeks holidays, and it worked brilliantly throughout our lives.
Of course, Paddy and John worked hand in hand. Paddy and his brother John, his late brother John as well, and his wife Kathleen. So you two brothers working together. So your idea was the start of the relief milking, really, where you had a husband and wife team doing the Sunday so the other couple could enjoy their Sunday afternoon.
Exactly. And it worked brilliantly well. And like, there were often football matches, hurling matches here, there and everywhere. And John and Kathleen were great supporters. And we had our Sundays off, they had their Sundays off, and we took our holidays. And at that time, a lot of farmers were tied down, and unless they had relief, fully qualified relief milkers, they wouldn't go anywhere. So we used to pack up on a Sunday and head off every second Sunday. It was wonderful for the children and family.
And of course, events like the ploughing and the spring show, I remember seeing you over the years at all those events, and you were able to take 2 days each.
We did, and we used to look forward to it. The breakaway in the springtime to go to the spring show in Dublin, and anything that was on, we always looked after each other, and we balanced out. We'd take so many days, John and Kathleen take the other few days, you know, that sort of thing.
And Paddy and John were very progressive farmers. I remember calling out there in my early years in Waterford Co-op at the time, grassland management was top class and very good dairy farmers. Then you decided to get involved in a farmhouse guest house. How did that idea come about?
In 1995 or 1994, I think tourism was becoming very strong in the Nair Valley. And as well as that, the English were beginning to step over into Ireland happily. And I saw the opportunity, and we extended the house. As well as that, the family were six children, and we needed the extra rooms. But unfortunately, the lads didn't want to enjoy the extra rooms. But I made them en suite, because with this in mind, thinking that I might open a bed and breakfast. And sure enough, we did. And the rest is history.
How difficult was it setting up? Where did you go for help and advice, number one? And secondly, how daunting a task was it? And how well did it blend in with the busy dairy farm you have here in Glasha?
Well, at the start, it was a dream. But Mary Wall of Enora's Cottage heard I was thinking of doing this. And she rang me up and she said, now is the time to go for it. And I said, where would I start? And she said, come out and I'll give you, you know, I'll tell you where to go. And I couldn't wait for the next day to start ringing different places, organizing this, that and the other, and opening up. And the first year I got overflows from all the different, there were about five or six bed and breakfasts in the area that time. And I used to get the overflows from all the others around, because I was in no books. There was no such thing as internet at that stage. Nobody knew we existed. And word got out and word spread, and we began to take off. And the following year, we increased our business, and the rest is history.
And of course, over those decades, you've won several awards, national awards, prestigious awards, and really, it's a labour of love for you, Olive. You really love what you do, and indeed, you really promote what an Irish family farm is like, and giving people the opportunity to live on a working Irish dairy farm.
To be honest, Kieran, I thrive on it. And I set a standard at a time that I'd like to get myself. And it definitely paid off.
You've won lots of awards, the Big Breakfast Award, the One Welcome Award, you won the Bridgestone Award, the Bed and Breakfast of Ireland, several awards. They must give you a great boost, because it's a lonely job in one sense, and secondly, the people are responding and voting for you for all these various awards.
It is, but the most important thing is to look after the customer well, because they're the ones that'll put you forward, I think, and you know, they will push you, not push you as such, but they'll recommend you to different places.
Right.
And you know, we have a lot of things now helping us along the way, TripAdvisor, Facebook, and all that sort of crack. Like, and you know, and
how difficult was it for you to bridge into this whole new area? Obviously, you mentioned the six children who are now no longer children; it's grandchildren we're talking about out here in Leash at the moment. But how difficult a transition were you, and how much game breaking was that whole initiative?
Well, at the start, Michelle was only six, and the children were smaller at that time. Mm. You see, but needless to say, we walked, we crawled, you know, we'd only have a few people here and there. I remember the first year, I think every day for the first week in August was full. They're full of six rooms, and that was about 12 people, I suppose. And I thought, my goodness, this is hectic,
yes.
You know, but that was the end of it nearly for that year, you know,
yes.
And it just gradually grew,
right.
It gradually grew, and the children grew, and then There were a few knocks in between. Like, the recession knocked a lot of things too. So,
and of course, the dreaded COVID, of course.
Naturally enough, the COVID. But having said that too, I enjoyed the lockdown because sort of we had been going at a fierce pace. And it was just lovely to get out about then and go for walks and things like that and meet all the neighbours.
Olive, you mentioned there are six children, three boys, three girls, well split. You've Patrick, Oliver and David. We're joined here by Oliver. You weren't surprised that the boys were anxious to come back onto the farm, because they were literally brought up on a working farm, and it is a passion within the O'Gorman family.
Not one bit surprised, and all I can say is I'm delighted. And I'm so proud of them now that they're all involved in farming, and Paddy would have been so proud of them, you know. It was what he loved.
And of course, John's family as well, and Michael up the road, and of course, Morris and Thomas O'Gorman, well known in football circles. So you're all within the Leash area, but you're keeping the O'Gorman family alive big time.
There's no doubt about it.
Yeah. Now we're joined by the man himself, Oliver, who's now running the farm here in Leash. Oliver, as I mentioned there, growing up, you were brought up onto a working farm. You've been, from as long as you can remember, involved in the farm here in Leash.
Yeah, I think, every weekend, like, we would have been out farming with my father and Uncle John, and even there, as we got older in school, like myself and my older brother Pa would have been out, like, in the springtime feeding calves and bedding calves when we were younger and stuff like that, like. And then the weekend, there'd be seven boys between the two families, and all of us would be up there. It was nearly our playtime, nearly, in one way, like, you know. And it was always something to do. We'd help out in the farm and then have a bit of fun as well.
And then you went to UCD to do ag. You were determined to stay in the industry and, I suppose, long term, to come back home to Leash.
Yeah, look, I went to UCD, did ag science up there, to further my education, and also just, I suppose, to get away from home. I didn't want to go home straight away, so 4 years in Dublin seemed like a good option.
So coming back, obviously, your dad passed away 10 years ago, I believe, it is this year, Paddy passed away, but coming back then, of course, then we mentioned the two brothers, John and Paddy, your dad, Paddy, your uncle, John. He split the farm as such, and your cousin Oliver, or Michael, runs one and you run the other here.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. So when I came home first, there would have been Michael was working as an electrician, and myself and John, my father was sick at the time, I'd say, myself and John were working on the farm together, like, yeah. And I learned a lot from him as well, and yeah, it was good fun. I think he used to go mad sometimes with the crazy ideas I'd come up with, like. But
I was just going to say that, how difficult was that, coming back all fresh from college, from ag college, all the latest technology, all the latest ideas? You had some discussions.
We had a few interesting discussions, all right, like. He'd come around to my way of thinking after a while, all right. But I remember one spring there, the previous year I did an AI course, and I started AI in cows, whereas before that they used to just put in bulls and stuff, and conception went way up when I started AIing. And I remember I went back to college the following year, and I came home on a Friday, and I got a bit of a bollocking because I think there was 40 cows calved in the 1 week or something, and he couldn't understand what the hell I was doing, like, sort of thing, like. But 2 weeks later he was delighted because calves were half reared and cows were in the parlour, so yeah.
You took over the herd, over almost 1,900 cows down here. You've more than doubled it at the moment. How are you finding dairying presently?
Yeah, it's always tricky. We're trying to do our best there at the moment. Look, we're trying to go at the times, like, just getting involved like with the biodiversity and stuff, like with the less slurry spreading and protected urea, and we've oversown the farm there with clover over the last few years as well. About 70% of it may be oversown and stuff like that.
How is that working? Because obviously there's a big push as regards the benefits of having the clover in the swards, particularly coming from Moor Park, and trials showing how environmentally friendly it is and how well from a climate scenario.
Yeah, look, I suppose nitrogen usage is way down this year. I suppose we started 2 years putting in the clover, and nitrogen, our use of it has gone down a lot now this year. Maybe the fact that the price of it has gone through the roof as well is really focusing us on it. Like,
but so the clover is justifying itself.
Yeah, exactly. Like, look, it's working so far this year. Look, it's a great grass growing year so far as well. Like, so maybe that's a help.
Protected urea you mentioned, yeah.
Yeah, we use protected urea there during the summer as well. Like, yeah, so look, we're just trying to do our bit to try and help things out.
And I noticed the hedgerows here driving down to Glasha, you're really leaving the hedgerows grow on as regards trimming back, and that's part of the whole deal. And of course, here on the banks of the Nair, you have to be very careful with water quality.
Yeah, look, sure, look, we're doing what we, again, there with the hedges, we're leaving them all grow up maybe 3 metres, 3.5 metres, if we can at all. Yeah, and trying to put in a few new hedges and stuff, like, yeah. And I think this area, the water quality at the moment is pretty good, like, so hopefully it'll stay that way.
You've been involved with Carl Summers of ASAP. He's the guy who's controlling it from the department point of view, from Chagas and, of course, from Glanby as well.
Yeah, Carl has been out to me, yeah. I just asked him to come out and have a look around and see if there's anything I can improve on and stuff like that there last year. He seemed happy enough, like, and he was impressed enough with the oversown of the clover and some of the fields as well,
so the
yeah.
Farmers in the Nairn Valley area doing a good job.
I hope so, anyway, yeah.
Olive, you mentioned there about starting up in the 90s as such. Obviously, a lot of change out there, but do you see a lot of repeat business, or because of lockdown last year and people from staycation, do you see a lot of change in the clientele you have?
I do, I suppose, but we still get a load of repeats, and it's lovely to see the people coming back again, and referrals, which is so important. I had a lovely couple here now at the weekend, they were from Derry. And they were recommended to come here. They were here for 3 nights, and they were recommended by their son and daughter-in-law, who was here last year. And they, when they left, they were saying they were definitely going to recommend it to the rest of their family to come back. But yesterday,
and international
now. This morning now, I had a French gentleman who was here for about 10 days. His son was here with him for about 4 days, and he was fishing, and he just loves going around fishing. Every day for 10 days he was happy, and before he left he booked another 10 days in September, like, sort of thing, you know. And it's just lovely.
That must give you a great sense of job satisfaction, the Glasha farmhouse, getting the repeat business, particularly not only from national but international guests like you have.
It is, and I have Americans coming in this evening, and they came 3 years ago, they promised 2 years ago, but of course COVID took over. But they're coming back because they have scattered the ashes of their daughter out over the V, because years ago a chap got lost in the V and his dog saved him in the rhododendrons.
Right.
And the story went not alone nationally but internationally, and they read the story in America. Their little daughter died, she hadn't been well, and they thought the V out around the Knockmill Downs was paradise. And they decided to come back with the ashes of their daughter and scatter them
so
over
there. So they have the connection here to West Waterford,
and they're coming back this year now for their first anniversary.
And of course, we mentioned about being on a working farm. How big a deal is for people, not alone national, but nationally, I presume, and indeed international, to be on a working farm?
Sometimes I'd be nervous in case they'd be complaining if the cows were making noise. But I had a group in last night, and they were just mad about cows. They said they loved cows. They were mad to go out and rub the cows' heads. And I sort of diverted them a little bit. I said, you can look at them, but just keep a little distance in case they would hurt you.
From
a safety point of view, I said, they're very quiet cows, but nevertheless, you're a stranger. But again, another story I think I've told before about cows coming out from the milking parlour, and the guests are fascinated to see them going up the farm roadway in line. And they think they're so well trained. And they don't realise they come out of the pit that way.
Yes,
one after the other. But they think they're trained.
That Joseph and Oliver are spending
exactly,
time training.
And I don't contradict them. I'll even think that way.
You've had some famous guests over the year. And of course, RTE did a special with Daniel O'Donnell and Magella touring all over Ireland. That was a great boost for you to have Glasher House as front and central of that program. I'm sure you got a great reaction to it, and how difficult the client was, Daniel and Magella.
Daniel and Magella are ideal clients to have in the house, and they were just a joy to have in the place. We had great fun with them, and I think from a farming point of view, the best part, the highlight of that, their visit was milking the cow by hand. And they were he was talking away to the cow, and I'm sure Oliver doesn't chat with the cow, so he gets on with the job. And they moved the bucket from one cow to another, and it was like pressing a button, the cow performed. And that was so funny.
Beautiful. I saw him fishing down the Nair River here in front of us.
He did. We spent some time fishing. I don't think he's an angler. Because as he said at the time, we were catching nothing. And he said, oh gosh, Olive, I think we'll be depending on the Donegal catch for the supper tonight. Yeah. That was very funny, but he eventually did catch something. But
you got great publicity from it.
It was huge. And it was repeated. RTE repeated it over and over. And I'd meet people and they'd
say... Especially during lockdown, I've had a few, yeah.
And people would say to me, I saw you on television on Daniel O'Donnell's show last week or something. Yeah. And I wouldn't have seen it because I would have been probably busy doing something, but...
As regards the breakfast here, as I said, you've won awards, you do evening dinner. You're conscious from day one of supporting local fresh produce and quality produce.
Oh, I do. I do my best the whole time to source out the local quality. Now, get the best of everything because they'll know it. They just know it.
And you mentioned starting out here, when you arrived here, it was John and Paddy O'Gorman running the farm. Now you've Oliver here. And you have Michael above running the old basic Glasher farm, the home base as such, and David and Patrick is involved as well. So if ever a family was born and bred into dairying, to the O'Gormans.
Absolutely, but they do, people might think they just milk cows, like they enjoy life too, It's just lovely to think that they are following on their father's footsteps, and their fathers would have been so proud of them.
Well, Olive, I think Paddy and all you would be proud of what you've done here with the Farmhouse Award winning guest house, and also for introducing that relief milking where each couple of the two brothers had a weekend on and a weekend off. A lovely idea, and indeed I'm sure they'd be all very proud of where Glasher Farmhouse is now today in 2022. Oliver Gorman of Glasher Farmhouse and our son Oliver, listen, thanks for talking to me. Best of luck for the rest of 2022 and into the future.
Thank you very much.
My Farming Week, a Dacia Today special on WLR.
Thanks to Acre Agri-Finance. Agri-credit for rural enterprises from Corda, Tallow, Lismore and Capoquin credit unions.